Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about things that are positive. And the reason is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins and the positive things that have been happening to us in our life. And yeah, we just want to share with those things, we want to share those things with you because, I don't know, maybe you can share them with others. So, yeah. Did I take this? Sorry. Good thing it's not a video podcast. But Heather was just, so it threw me off because I was trying to do that little intro that I always forget the words to, and you were wondering where that lens cap went to. It goes to the little lens.
I know. I'm just kind of wondering, why is the camera not broken down?
Because I have things going on in my life, and I had to.
I don't want dust on my sensor. Thanks.
So,
this is weird. We're not wearing our headphones, and so I feel weird. Like, I feel like I don't know what I sound like. Or like
you sound like yourself right now. Heather goes, how am I going to hear if we don't have our headphones? As well, you know, God made us ears to hear.
There's a Bible verse too. He goes, you can't hear me. And I was like, well, I don't know how loud I am in this little recording thing. You're
just as loud as I am. It is interesting though. My voice picks up differently than yours does. Watch just if I'm reading the metering of the voices. So I'm trying to figure out if we can have a permanent setup in this church building somewhere for this podcast stuff. And that way, I don't know, it would just be a lot easier. We have a, right now there's an office being redone in the office next to me where our old minister, or the minister that just retired has moved out of. And so they're doing carpet stuff and putting down new floor tile, carpet floor tiles, and they're having to sand all the old glue off. So it's causing a really interesting smell. I don't know if it's harmful to me. Do you think they would say something?
I don't smell it.
Oh, it's gone. So the noise in the background is gone now. but yeah, we just want to talk about the positive wins we've had. And Heather can go first.
So, what day was it? I don't know what day anymore. But Matt surprised me with Thai spring rolls from a Thai food place. Right?
That's where you get Thai spring rolls.
Because I've just really been craving like Thai food and Asian food.
It's from the Duke's Thai food in Clarksville.
And now Georgia wants to go and get Thai food too. But he surprised me with some Thai spring rolls. And there are no spring rolls like them. They're just so unbelievable. It reminded me of South Dakota all over again. And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
So that was a sweet little surprise. Definitely a win. Another win, I taught the ladies Bible class today and it went great. And then it ended with me somehow ordering, a book to read to the girls about Christmas. I don't know how it segued into that, but it did. So I'm excited about that. Anytime I get to buy books is a win. What's another win from this week? Oh, we painted pumpkins on Sunday. That was fun. I really don't remember anything else from this week. There was a lot of wins, though.
My win, and a huge win for me, two wins. Two wins happened in one day. Ugh.
Why are you eating this right now?
No telling how old those are.
There's probably like the sound of chewing in the speaker right now. Gross. Anyway.
I just had some Black Forest gummies, four of them. Oh, I think they're going to lunch. Sweet. Perfect timing.
There we go. No noise.
So, we went to the zoo, the Nashville Zoo last week.
I forgot. No, we did that.
Quiet. It was mine. So, we went to the zoo last week. I think we went on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
it was like a spur of the moment decision.
Or was it Friday?
It was Saturday.
No, it was Friday because there were schools there. Friday, Jesse was at a school all last week.
Oh, that's right. It was Friday.
So Friday we went to the zoo. That's my day off, and Jesse was out of school. So we were going to go to Nashville just to go to like Bass Pro Shops and stuff. But then I was like, I don't need to go to Bass Pro Shops because if I go to Bass Pro Shops, I'm going to want to buy stuff. So instead, we spent money to go to the zoo.
Totally worth it.
It was a really cool zoo. Nashville Zoo is really cool, really fun. It's like small, but fancy. Done very well. Yeah. Really clean, very nice. I like that it's almost seems like it was carved into nature, not like we cleared nature and then put in these glass walls for animals to
it
live in.
It was really cool. Georgia loved the anaconda they had.
Yeah.
And they had like this pen of guinea pigs, and Josie was like hanging over the side trying to touch one. And then the whole way home, we were trying to devise a plan of how to have our own outdoor guinea pig exhibit at home.
Yeah. And then after we're not having guinea pigs at our house. They stink. It was the stinkiest.
That's why we said outdoor guinea pigs.
We didn't even go to the whole thing. A lot of people were telling me, oh, Nashville Zoo has the best playground for kids. I
said, we avoided it.
Yeah. It was already an hour and a half into this place. I was not about to stay for another hour and a half and letting our kids be just
well, Jesse
miserable.
Was hungry.
Which leads me to my next win. We got to go to Raising Cane's, which Clarksville is getting a Raising Cane's. It's almost done.
Slim's
it's been
is
built.
Better.
Heather is referring to Slim Chickens. The reason she likes Slim Chickens better, the sauce is not better, but she likes a variety of sauces.
No, I like Slim the wraps.
Okay.
They have. I like variety in general.
Well, agree to disagree. Did we do a question and like a poll on that? On best chicken places?
Yes, we did.
Who won?
I don't remember. We'll have to track back and look. It was like a long time ago that we did that poll.
Yeah. But we did that, and then we went to Cane's afterwards and picked up some lunch, and that was absolutely scrumptious, and which eating Cane's is really hard. Another win for me is yesterday I received a... I got a bed topper for my truck. I've been wanting one and needing one, and I did a lot of research to see which one would be best. And yeah, I got me a hard tri-fold one, and I really like it a lot, and it's awesome. So it's really cool. It keeps all the boxes from flying out of my truck. So yeah. Now I need to throw all the boxes away that I have. But that was really fun and was able to get it put in last night. And it was kind of like a birthday present type thing. Yeah. So,
and Josie helped him.
Yep.
Kind of. She calls it helping. She helped.
She sat in the back of the truck and looked at it while I was putting it in. What was this weekend? I don't remember what happened this weekend.
We did the potluck at the park.
Tennessee beat Alabama. That's a win.
And potluck at the park was fun.
We had potluck at the park, which it was just, I don't know, 6 to 8 families from the church here. Our nursery ministry here put on a potluck at the park day, and... So we went to Rotary Park, which is in Clarksville, the Sango area, and really cool park. And they've got, usually gets really packed. But we got there about 10-ish, and it was really fun. Got to hang out with a bunch of people from church and let our kids. That is a life hack. If you want to go talk to adults, go to a park with your kids and let your kids play, and then you can talk to adults.
It was literally the most fun
Yeah, because then we had people at our house.
It was effortless.
Yeah.
And then Georgia, the past few days, has been like, can we do the park thing again? That was so fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a lot of fun. That was easy and effortless. We should do that more.
That is, if you wanted to talk to somebody. Okay. I just went back to our best chicken restaurants. Hold on. Side note. Sorry. Okay. It was tied between Slim Chickens and Cane's. Well, Chick-fil-A, that doesn't count.
No, Chick-fil-A doesn't count. Chick-fil-A gets its own category because it's just Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. It got 8 votes. Slim Chickens got 6 votes. Cane's got 7 votes. But yeah, so Fusackler's was on there too, but that's a Alabama thing. But I don't have no idea. Okay, so sorry. Whenever I chase rabbits like that, I always lose which. Have you ever got lost in the woods before? That's why. Because you start chasing something else, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, where did I just end up at? But life hack. If you're a parent of smaller children and you want to talk to other parents and have like adult time, go to a park. If you live in Clarksville, call us. We'll go to the park with you and talk to you and let our kids play. But yeah, we did that. And then the next day, on Sunday, the girls got to paint pumpkins in the courtyard of the church, which that was fun. Another parent hack, even though there was paint involved. And so probably not as much talking and more worrying about things being destroyed. And then, other than that, we had people over Sunday after church for lunch, and super awesome, super, they're a younger couple. And I do know.
I feel like my brain has forgotten most of these things that we've done.
The wife listens to our podcast, so not sure she'd want me to give her a shout out, but yeah.
It was funny in the Bible class this morning. The ladies were talking to me about Christmas decor.
Yeah.
And then it occurred to me, oh, we're going to a wedding.
Yeah.
At the end of this month. So true. I am actually going to be a week behind my November 1st tradition I had started of putting up decor for Christmas.
Oh, and I also, I think last year we were doing something that same weekend too on like November 1st. And so I brought everything out earlier for you to do.
I think I did it Halloween night, actually.
Yeah. Well, we won't be here.
We won't even be here for then either. Oh. So this year will have to be November. That's what
Wednesday.
We will do for your birthday.
Yay.
We're going to decorate the house for Christmas on your birthday.
I just do the outside. You can do the inside.
Well, you have to help me get the box. No,
it's
I
inside.
Could probably get the box.
It is. You could do it when you get home today.
I'm not going to do it yet. So I have a lot to do.
But yeah, just lots of people, time, which would... I never knew this about myself. I did know this about myself, but I didn't really know this about myself. But so there's this thing called the Myers-Briggs assessment. And one of our ministers here is actually certified in giving of that assessment and everything. And so he sent it to me so I could do it and some of our other staff members could do it. So we just kind of knew each other's personalities and what would be best. And I found out I was an ESTJ, which pretty much means... I like to lead projects. I'm extroverted, I guess you could say. I gain energy from being around others, which has been awesome at this congregation because I have gained energy from being around others. And yeah, it is super cool. And we have had lots of opportunities. And I like I'm not just super let's plan an event for, I have no problem with hey, it's Saturday. Let's call some people and go to the park and hang out.
Yeah. We also live very close to parks.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was a good time. And yeah, we have been nonstop on the go, and I like it. I know I probably push my family hard, but they don't always have to go.
But now Josie, like anytime we come to church, she expects us to eat here.
Yeah. It's always chicken too. She likes chicken.
And so, or Bible class. Either expects Bible class or eating. And this Sunday is gonna be... evening, she pitched a royal fit in that pew when I told her, no, we don't have Bible class after this.
Okay. This is going to be the Life Hack Wednesday podcast day today. All right. What is usually, Heather, what is usually the biggest hindrance of inviting people over to lunch on Sunday?
Not knowing what to do.
Not knowing what to cook or to do.
The problem is you don't want to leave like your oven on for that long while you're gone. And then some things are better fresher, and you don't want them to sit there and dry out, so you can't like bake a lot of things. And then there's just so many crock pot things, but then a lot of the crock pot things involve like adding it like an hour in or something, or an hour left, and you're like, well, I don't have time for that either. So yeah, that's probably a big hindrance, is not knowing how to do it. So our life hack we've come to for having people over is?
Yeah. So we drove. Now, this probably isn't for everybody, because in between our house and the church building is Publix. And what is awesome at Publix? Their chicken. And so we drove by. On our way, we left. Heather ran into Publix. She almost had to fight a lady for the last popcorn chicken, but... She knew she just left church.
It was like a Christmas with the Cranks moment.
Yeah.
Where so she let that lady have the ham. It was the chicken.
So she let the lady have the popcorn chicken. But it was great. She went in, got a family pack of fried chicken, a couple popcorn chickens, and like the broccoli salad and stuff. And we had leftover chips from the day before. And it was awesome. And the couple that came over, guess where they went? Publix.
Yeah.
And it just lessens the stress of things. You don't have to worry about cooking anything or dirtying up a bunch of dishes. And instead, you can just worry about hanging out.
So remove the excuses.
Yeah.
And just go to Publix.
Or Walmart. Walmart has chicken, too.
Yeah. Not always.
So that was awesome. It's a great opportunity to have people over. And because everybody's off work on Sunday. And... it's an easy, fun 2 hours. And so, and the guy that got to come over is a big hunter and farmer. So me and him got to talk about fun stuff. And so that charged my batteries. And yeah, now it's Tuesday. And this podcast is going to come out tomorrow. And so we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're just trying to encourage people. Have people in your house or go hang out with people.
Mm-hmm. Even if your kid talks more than
That was the one thing. There was no park for Georgia to play at. And so she was like, she does not like,
her whole life story.
She doesn't want to sit at the kid table. She wants to sit and talk with everybody else. And that no park means not a lot of talking for Heather. So that's why me and the husband just escaped and we went and talked about duck calls and stuff.
Yeah.
So... oh, what flavor is that?
Oh, and I have a new addiction.
Is that an orange dreamsicle flavor?
Yes, I got you one
too.
Okay,
cool.
It's called Dream Float.
Of course it is.
Alani's are addicting, in case anybody was wondering. They're zero sugar. They've got vitamins. They're only 10 calories, and they've got 3 carbs.
Yeah.
And they're energy drinks that are delicious.
So go get you an Alani and go talk to somebody and be positive to them.
And you know what? Sometimes you'll come to find out that your Alani addiction will spark new friendships because other people have Alani addictions too.
Yeah. but yeah, I am hungry and I need to eat lunch. And we have hit the 20-minute mark, so perfect.
Yeah, that should be about people's average drive to work, right? Yeah. Unless
if you not, you can turn the Bible on and listen the rest of the way.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Way to be positive. Encourage somebody today. Be positive with somebody in your life. Just talk about wins that you've had lately, things that you've done with your families. Think about having people at your house or going to hang out with people. And, mm-hmm. yeah, go and to a park.
Get your Christmas decor down.
And buy an Alani when you do your Christmas decor stuff. So
yeah. That's
our whole episode in one sentence. All right, cool. Have a great day. And I'm getting phone calls now. All right, bye.
Bye.